This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The International Dairy Federation World Dairy Summit recently wrapped up 4 days of meetings in Chicago. And here with a recap, Shauna Morris, Executive VP of Trade Policy and Global Affairs with National Milk and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Shauna, thanks for joining us today. It was quite a historical summit that just wrapped up, wasn't it? Can you give us an update?
Sure, absolutely. And you're right, it was history in the making for us. It's the first time in 30 years that the U.S. has hosted the International Dairy Federation's World Dairy Summit in the U.S. That's the major global convening of the dairy industry that happens every year and switches host countries each year. So we really looked at it as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to tell our story to such a large global audience of industry leaders from around the world. We ended up with over 1,200 registrations at the summit, representing people from over 50 countries around the world. So definitely achieved the mark in terms of getting our story out, both near and far. And, you know, from talking to so many of the folks that were there last week, what radiated through was the optimism and the positivity that I think we really sought to imbue in the summit. The theme of it was Be Dairy, Boundless Potential and Endless Opportunities, to really reflect on the bright future that we certainly think the U.S. dairy industry has, but global dairy more broadly as well, given the critical role dairy plays in sustainably nourishing the world. And I think that feeling definitely came through for our attendees from the various events we held to certainly our speakers and formal program throughout the summit.
We're talking with Shauna Morris with National Milk and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. And Shauna, with most big meetings like this, an attendee really has to map out what they want to take in just a short period of time.
Absolutely. And we sought to make sure that regardless of your area of expertise or interest, that when we were doing breakout sessions, there was something for everyone, whether that was trade-related, nutrition topics, environmental sustainability, as well as very specific dairy science and technical topics as well, because science-based standards are at the core of what the International Dairy Federation does to facilitate the sale and trade of dairy products around the world. For me, though, I'd say a lot of the highlights were really from the plenaries, where we had all of our attendees together in one session. And one of the strongest was what we started off the whole summit with, and that was hearing from Secretary Vilsack, his thoughts on dairy's role in sustainably nourishing the world, together with Phil Hogan, former agriculture and trade minister from Europe, on Monday, that really set us off on the right foot. And then, of course, the Secretary being gracious enough to honor Jim Mulhern for his years of service to the industry and really fantastic leadership in the dairy sector at the close of his remarks.
As you mentioned, some great networking opportunities and a lot of things to take in. So where do we go from here as a global dairy industry?
Yeah, I think where we go from here is building on a lot of those networking relationships that were cultivated during the summit. We had a number of side meetings in addition to the formal programming with some of our counterparts from other organizations, together with the U.S. Dairy Export Council here at home, our partners on trade policy issues, and a really strong desire to build out a more collaborative and regular cadence of working together on some of these similar global challenges that we're working with. So I think we see that as certainly a key benefit of it, as well as the reputational lift that it gives to our industry as we're working to grow exports to so many of the markets that sent representatives here and participated in the summit and got to see and taste firsthand the high caliber of our industry.
And the way time flies here, I know we just wrapped up in Chicago, but now on to Paris, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So we pass the torch to the French. They'll be the host next year. We've heard from them that the U.S. has set the bar quite high, but we're also confident that our French colleagues will certainly be rising to meet that challenge. It'll be a fantastic summit, I'm sure, that they will put on as well. A number of us from the National Milk and Dairy Export Council teams will certainly be there, working to build on a lot of the relationships and discussions we've had this year and deepen those further as we look to 2024 as well.
Thank you for the time today, Shauna. Shauna Morris, Executive VP of Trade Policy and Global Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council.